It's time now for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we cruise on down to the Bayou Resort and visit with Gary Faraci. How we doing, Gary?
Good morning, Gary. How are you in this chilly Thursday morning?
I'm doing really good. It is chilly. And, you know, it's... But I'm going to say that, you know, Harlan and I, we were talking about this the other day. Here it is, December, 19th. And it's not been all that bad, really. It's been pretty mild.
Absolutely. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, even the cold days we got coming, it's not that brutally cold.
No. I mean, it's coming, you know, and for me, the snow and the ice and all that is like, ooh, boy, you know. But we've really, it's not been bad. Knock on wood, it's not been too bad. And weather-wise, we've had a few nice days. Been seeing many people hit the lake?
We have. The nice days, like yesterday, the day before, you know, we're up in right around 50 degrees, maybe a tick or two above that. Today we're going to be low 50s. A lot of people going out. That water temperature is about the same as the air temperature right now in the 50s. Bait fish are out there and fish are biting.
You've seen a lot of good stringers?
I have. I've seen some really nice fish. I've seen some nice white bass, hybrid bass, some really nice stripers, largemouth. Mm-hmm. Seen some decent largemouth bass come out this past week, and the crappie bite. And guys been doing the crappie with live bait. It's been really good. It's been a good week.
Mm-hmm. What are they? You know, gissets. A lot of people probably starting to throw some little rubber plastic baits.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's the time of year for that. You know, and fish those gissets and different bait like that, but gissets for sure this time of year. All the way through, all this weather's cold like this and the water's cold, those gissets work really well.
Yeah, and you know, some single spin spinner baits, and I mean, it's, you know, I love to jig fish, but it's a really good time of year to fish. You know, I mean, you got to be able to take the weather a little bit, but it's a great time. What about the stripers? I've been seeing a lot of pictures of stripers.
Oh, yeah. I had some fresh striper the night before last. A couple guys went out fishing, and they did well. They caught white bass. They caught hybrids. They got a couple of stripers. And someone brought me down a plate of some fresh bread and some fresh fish. Oh, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was really nice. I didn't even have to get out in the cold or anything. They brought it right to my door.
Oh, that's perfect.
I just had to trade it for a couple of beers, so that was a pretty good deal.
Oh, that's not a bad trade at all. Not at all, man.
And they didn't go out until, I think it was around 3 o'clock that they didn't go out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they fished to just after dark, and there's three of them that went out, and boy, they did well. So it's that time of year, and they were just trolling. They were trolling right up here between Fout and the launch ramp here in 6B, and it's been good.
Mm-hmm. Well, Larry Davis had a little bit of luck, you know.
Yeah.
Seen some pictures that he threw up there, but you know, some crappie and some bass. What about walleye? You know, I mean, usually this time of year, the walleye get kind of hot too.
Yeah, I haven't seen any walleye at all. I take that back. I did see one. Guys were bass fishing and hooked the walleye. And it was big enough to keep. That's right. I did see one, but it was accidental. I wasn't fishing for it. So, yeah. But yeah, it should really start taking off for the walleye in this cold weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great time. You know, the biggest thing is you got to dress accordingly. You got to be ready
absolutely.
For that.
If you're going to get out and brave the elements, just there goes another boat right now.
Yeah,
you just have to dress for it, stay warm, as you can, and get out there and enjoy it, because it's the bite's on. You know, if you want to get out and catch some fish and load the freezer up, it's time to do it.
Well, Gary, for folks that would like to know more, or maybe just schedule a little getaway at the Bayou Resort, how can they get a hold of you?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, drop us a line on that. Take a look at some of the pictures. And as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. It's not too early to start planning for spring fishing either. I mean, we'll take reservations for spring all the way through next summer. It's not a problem, but time to plan now before it starts getting too busy.
It's time to, if you want that 4th of July cabin, now's the time, if they're even available.
Yeah, there's even any left right now. Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, get out and fish right now. The fishing's great. It's just really good right now.
All right. We appreciate you, Gary, and we'll catch you next week.
Sounds good, Gary.
All right. See you, buddy. All right. It's Gary Faraci with your weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report. Again, you can find Gary and Diane at the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas.